time to get your day started. This is Marks in the Morning on K92.3.
Can I get a countdown?
Three, two, one.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday. It's Marks in the Morning. I had a dream last night that today was my last show, and then I woke up and I realized I was awake the whole time.
The final day for the Bingo King.
Yes, the Bingo King.
See, I didn't forget. That's your new name.
The Bingo card is still in my car. And
kept the Bingo card?
I did.
He got it laminated.
You know, I threw away my COVID vaccine card and just kept the Bingo card. I figured this is going to be more important.
That'll get you into more places.
It probably will, actually. So, yeah, I do. It's still in my car. And it'll probably be there until my wife needs to ride in my car and moves it and then throws it away when I'm not paying attention.
It's next to his car chips.
Yes, my car chips. I need to vac. My weekend itinerary looks like this because it's not going to be a very nice weekend.
No.
Look at the weather. 56 tomorrow.
And rain, a lot of rain.
It's Mother's Day weekend, by the way. Now, unfortunately, I won't see my mom this weekend, but I will be vacuuming out my car because there are barbecue car chips stuck in the crevices of the front seat. Yeah, come on. This is a major first world problem a lot of us have, sure. Maybe not barbecue. Replace that with sour cream and onions.
Oh, yeah, that's my problem.
He says he's going to vacuum, but we'll see if he actually comes through with this.
We've got a car vacuum at home. It's one of those... I can't remember the brand. The brand doesn't matter, but it's essentially a wet vac or a shop vac, but just a small one. Well, it's being used more or less to scoop up cat litter down in the basement that has escaped the litter box. So I need to empty it and convert it back to, it even has the car plug where you can plug it into your cigarette lighter. I don't think anybody uses this as a cigarette lighter anymore, but you know what I mean. So, yeah. Yeah, I need to do that.
I'm going to miss your cat stories, Johnny. Actually, I won't.
No, I'm sure you won't. Now... here's the thing. I'm not going anywhere. I mean, I might not be in this building every day, but I'm still here with the company. So I can still boss you all around, and I plan to do that.
That is true.
Sparks in the morning. I did realize today, though, technically, not to get too technical, I'm no longer a Waterloo employee of this company. I work for another city now, and I no longer can approve your time off. I was looking at
payroll. What?
I have to do payroll on... a week before payday, and you know, payday is the 14th because the 15th falls on a Saturday. And I looked, and I no longer have any employees listed, like, period. So I'm like, what? Okay, well, my life got a lot easier. So if y'all want a day off, you're not going to get one, apparently. You don't have anybody.
Huh, we lost all of our PTO, Carrie.
I was going to put in my PTO for June.
It's a technical glitch. I'll get it fixed.
Oh, it's a technical glitch, my heart.
It's a technical glitch.
You're giving me heart palpitations.
Today's the day that our neighborhood outdoor pub opens. Well, no. Actually, technically, it opened yesterday.
No, I looked and I didn't see it open.
What?
This was like 4 o'clock. Maybe it was too early, but I looked out and no one was there.
I didn't even think to look out yesterday.
Yeah, I did because I thought we were going to go for beers yesterday and no one was here.
Let me check. Let me check on their Facebook. Anyways, it is it's outdoor beer season. You know, the Waterloo Bucks aren't going to be far behind, and I think they play baseball. I'm not sure. I just know that there's outdoor beer involved. No, they were open last night. Oh, no. No, they're pushing it back to May 14th.
No!
If only there were other places to get a beer. I can see why, though. The temperature is...
Yeah, it's going to be rainy this weekend.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, May 7th today, so not the first day of outdoor beer for Anton's. But you can have your own beer on your own patio. I picked up a 12-pack, I think, of Mick Ultra the other day. And
ooh, big spender.
Yeah.
Are you bragging?
Actually, that stuff is expensive.
Is it really?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. And I got it in cans, and I had one. And I realized, I don't know what it is, but I don't like canned beer. I prefer it in a bottle or out of a tap. Who was it that said they don't like it out of a tap? Was it one of you, or am I thinking of somebody who's not on the show? Somebody, one of my...
It wasn't me.
Okay. Anyways, I was drinking it. This was actually a couple days ago, and I realized that's the kind of beer I like to sit outside and drink. It was too cold for me to have a Mick Ultra, and I associate that beer with our news guy, because whenever Elwin, who's coming up, he's got news in a little bit, because whenever we'd have a live event and we were done working... if there was beer involved, like a Friday Lou, that's what his go-to was. I used to stick my nose up at him, and then I joined him.
I've never seen him drink anything else besides that. That's it's like his Mountain Dew. He has Mountain Dew every morning, like bottles and bottles of it, and then Mick Ultra.
He doesn't drink beverages unless they start with an M.
That's true.
Okay.
Which is why he doesn't drink water.
That's right. Well, even though it's an upside down.
Exactly.
Anyways, I just thought I'd point that out. It's if it's beer 30 today, I guess we can't go to Anton's. That was my whole point of that. What? No. Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. Random facts are coming up in 3 minutes. What does one have to do with the other? What are Iowa moms' favorite breakfasts or brunches? I think I'll go brunch. Brunch and breakfast, about the same thing. What do Iowa moms... Everybody's favorite meal, right? Well, I guess the next meal is everybody's favorite meal. But brunch is a popular one. With Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, you might be thinking, okay, I need to get mom breakfast or brunch in bed. Well, here's what she wants, and for that matter, what Iowans want. Omelets.
That I was actually thinking like an Egg McMuffin type homemade thing.
That would be good, too.
But yeah, okay.
So our favorite guessing website, Zippia.
Your favorite.
My favorite has used Google metrics to figure out what each state's favorite brunch item is. And believe it or not, omelets were not a very popular choice. Now, Iowa is an egg state, not just A-G, but E-G-G, egg. Omelets are made with eggs, and therefore it actually makes sense. Now, bacon would have been a better answer because I think we're probably better known for hogs than eggs. But yeah, nevertheless, omelet was our number one answer. And you could have bacon in there. We only share that with two other states. It looks like Louisiana and Florida like their omelets. Otherwise, bacon and sausage were the most popular answers throughout the country.
Can you see what our neighbors, like Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, what they choose?
Yeah, so Minnesota and Missouri went with bacon. Nebraska went with bacon.
Huh.
And then it was pancakes for Illinois. And Bloody Marys for Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Of course it would be alcohol for Wisconsin. Wisconsin is like that drunk uncle that shows up at every party. And except he's fun. He's fun. But he's always drunk, like before the party starts. And then he shows up and he drinks all your free alcohol.
Wisconsin shows up with cheese and drinks all your beer.
Yes, that's right.
My favorite type of person.
French toast was South Dakota's favorite. Hash browns was a fairly popular answer, popping up in North Dakota and a few other states. So there you go. Now, our favorite brunch food in the state of Iowa, the omelet. So it begs the question, first and foremost, are we all omelet fans? I know I am.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
Mushrooms, green peppers, onions, bacon.
That sounds like, load it up. Is that a Denver omelet? That
yeah,
almost sounds
I think
like
so.
A Denver
yeah.
omelet. I'm a big fan. Jay's Homestyle Cooking has it. I think it's called the Hawaii omelet. Hawaiian omelet? Maybe, if I'm remembering right. And it actually has pineapple and ham.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of like a Canadian bacon pizza.
Okay, yeah.
If that makes sense.
That's disgusting.
Do you put cheese on your omelet?
Yes, because if I'm going to have cheese, early in the day is the safest time.
All right. Oh, we're all going to miss your dairy problems on the show, Johnny.
You probably won't, but I will text you. Having cheese, and I will give you the play-by-play of what happens after.
Oh, right. No.
That's quite all right.
All right, so there you go. Omelets for Iowans. Carrie Mack, if you I know you're not as big on omelets. What's your go-to omelet?
I'm just a basic type of person. I don't even know that much about omelets.
I was going to say, it sounds like you have no idea what an omelet is.
I've had one.
Can you guess what's in an omelet?
Eggs, okay. Obviously. There's some cheese.
Sometimes.
And then, sometimes? I thought that was the whole point of an omelet.
Well, a lot
eggs
of omelets
cheese.
Have cheese, but you don't have to. Generally speaking, there's a protein. So meat, usually. If you don't eat meat, then I guess you could sub mushrooms or something else.
Put some milk in it, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whisk it up.
Yeah. Well, omelets are great. And once my wife and I figured out how to make them at home really easily, we have been having them. And during the heart of the pandemic when we weren't going out. Because, look, we love supporting our local businesses, but getting breakfast to go is a little harder. For some reason, you get home and it's cold. As opposed to, a sandwich or a steak or something. Where it's usually still warm. But anyways, let's move on. News and weather coming up in just a couple minutes. We also have Dierks Bentley. He's next.
Hey, y'all.
Today is, it's not just Friday. Everybody loves a Friday. It's Mother's Day weekend, of course. But today's my last show. And it hit me the other night. I'll be able to get another hour of sleep.
Which may not seem like much, but that's...
It is.
That's a lot.
Break it down. That's 60 minutes.
That is. And I could... Yeah,
it's good math.
Yeah, that's, thank you.
Terrific.
Yeah.
That's the show on CBS on Sunday nights.
60 minutes. It's just Johnny getting just an extra hour.
Yeah. It's literally just the occasional snore and a sound that I probably make.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen since you've been doing this for years.
I know.
It's going to be 4 o'clock in the morning. You'll wake up and go...
I know. Well, at least if I do that, I'll just get up and have a more productive day.
Yeah.
Probably be very surly for a couple hours. I had a little break when I used to do morning radio in another city. And I came here, and again, it wasn't my intent to be on the morning show. So I had a break where I wasn't doing mornings. But you're right, because I'd been doing it for 8-10 years before that, I would sort of get up before my alarm, which I think I'd set conservatively for 5:30, because I want to be awake when all the morning shows start. We have only one in the building here that starts at 5:30. So I think I was just sort of like, I should get up in case something goes wrong. Because when something goes wrong, you want to make sure you're there to help the morning person so they're focused on their show, right? Well, that's what I want to do now. So do me a favor, make sure nothing goes wrong.
No promises.
Oh, come on.
Well, do us a favor and don't turn the radio on. And you'll never know.
That's a good radio DJ telling people not to listen.
And we got a thumbs up from Doc over in the corner. So,
speaking of, Doc Holliday is going to be taking over with Carrie and JP. And the show is going to be better than it was because there are times that I'm not even in the studio. I have to run down the hall. I have to go elsewhere. Something goes wrong. And that's, you know, not going to be the case anymore. These guys will always be together. You're going to be stuck like glue. And we're going to get, Doc's going to come in. We're going to chat with him a little bit after 7 and get a little taste of how things are going to be. We're going to play a game with Doc. We're going to play a rapid fire Q&A game. I've got several questions prepared, including his favorite like movies, TV shows, stuff like that. I'm sure JP and Carrie do as well. They've got a vested interest. So gender benders sticking around. Nothing's really changing other than me. I'm going away. Oh, sorry, my nose is stuffy.
Oh, right in there. That's a great way to go out.
John, can you go to my production folder on your computer? I got an update from Rebecca Kopelman about the weather.
Oh, there's a serious weather issue, I hear.
Yeah.
JP.
She said that it's urgent, and her forecast was wrong this morning.
Oh, no.
Is it the one labeled Rebecca Weather?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Yeah, you'll have to listen to this.
Do we need the music?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, Rebecca.
Good morning. I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And if you're looking for some warmth, today's forecast includes a lot of hot air when Johnny speaks. With a 100% chance that this is Johnny's last day on the air.
Yeah.
There's a 50-50 chance that we'll miss him and a 0% chance that I'll miss him second-guessing my weather forecast.
Wait a minute.
Just kidding. We'll miss you, Johnny. Best of luck on your next venture.
Thank you. Poor Rebecca has to deal with me more now. But I'm glad she thinks she's getting off. And for the record, it was Sarah Flynn, who we love too.
No, you criticized both of them.
See, and when I spoke to Rebecca initially when I had her do this, I thought, should I have Sarah do something? Like, I don't think we won't.
Well, we're not on the same level with Sarah yet.
Yeah,
I was going to say, she doesn't like us so much. Well, that's all right.
She doesn't like you the most because you tweet at her all the time.
I'm one of those people that if I drink, I do less of that fun, crazy stuff, and I just doze off. And when I'm sober, I'm like, ooh, let's see who we can tweet at today.
Who can I make angry?
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Rebecca's tweeted already this morning. I have an alert when she tweets. It's not about me.
Aww.
All right, we got to move on. We'll be back with... if you want the real weather, by the way, although I like that forecast, you can check it out on the K92.3 app. You can also check out whatever story Carrie's got for us in Nashville News. We'll hear from her next. Download the free K92.3 app from your app store. We always talk about how many things you can do on the app, and I forget. At its most basic, it's the ability to listen to us anywhere you are. So check us out. CarPlay and Android Auto compatible. Who came up with Android Auto? That is not easy to say. They obviously didn't expect radio people to have to say it. But anyways, it is compatible with those two platforms. Okay. Look who's here. It's Doc Holliday. How are you, Doc?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
I'm great. I'm gonna miss our interactions, all three of them that we'll have on the radio. Doc is effective immediately. No, effective Monday for sure. Taking over the morning show. I'm excited to listen. I really am. JP, Carrie Mack, Doc, going to do a great job. But let's get to know Doc a little bit better. We're going to have a little Q&A with Doc. And then I'm going to actually get out of the way. And I'm going to listen to the show for an hour. I'm excited. I've been really excited. I have no idea what's going to happen. I feel like I'm in the dark over here.
Neither do I.
Oh, good. That's what I wanted to hear. All righty. So, Carrie, JP, one of you should go first. Do you have a question for Mr. Holiday?
Mine, of course, has to be weather related because that's all I really know about. Do you have a favorite season?
A favorite season? Fall.
Okay.
Probably fall.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Spring would be a close second.
And I'm going to follow that up with, do you like snow?
No, well, I do not.
That's unfortunate.
My wife is a meteorologist. I was told there's no snow here, right?
Oh,
no.
Yeah, so, it never snows in Iowa, yeah.
It took a little convincing to get Doc to come to the team. And Carrie, do you have a question for Doc?
Yes, I'm a huge foodie. What's your favorite food?
Ah, good one.
Oh, boy, lots. Hamburgers, probably. Yeah, I'm definitely... I'm not really vegetarian compatible, probably. So.
What do you put on your burger?
Cows fear me as I'm driving down 380. That's basically all you need to know.
I'm picturing a burger that's about 3 inches thick, and then the bun and another bun, and that's it. Are you a mayo guy? Are you a ketchup guy on the burger?
Any of the above. I'm good. I'm good plain. I'm good with everything.
Here's saucy. One: blue cheese or ranch.
Ranch.
Okay.
Oh, you'll be perfect.
You're in good shape. That's a good Iowa answer.
Alrighty, my man. I know the answer to this, but I know that this will also create some conflict within the confines of the studio.
Uh-oh.
We are in the throes here of Major League Baseball season. As a guy with a lot of Iowa connections previously, which we'll learn more about as we roll on, that likely means you're a fan of one of three, maybe four baseball teams. May I ask which team it is?
I'm a fan of one baseball team.
Okay.
In fact, I was going to bring a bat in this morning so JP could see what that looks like because I don't think the Cubs have used those much this year. But, yeah, lifelong St. Louis Cardinal fan.
He's even wearing bright red today.
Yeah, Cardinal, I noticed.
Cardinal red.
I noticed, yeah.
All right, so Doc is a Cardinals fan.
See, that's good, though. I'd rather have him be a Midwestern team fan. Like, you're the Vikings, so I can always razz you in football, and we do that to each other.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm glad that we'll have the opportunity to get all over each other.
So I'm not trying to win points with JP here, but back in 2016, I was actually happy for all of my Cubs friends. I have a lot of Cub friends, especially on Facebook, that I troll. And I was happy for you guys. I was happy when you won the championship. I was actually all completely on board with that. So I'm a kinder, gentler
I like that.
St. Louis Cardinals
I will
fan.
Applaud that. Thank you. Thank you.
So maybe you're like, I'm a Twins fan, and I will root for whoever beats the Twins in the Central Division. We're both Central Division, just American National League. I will root for them, even if it's... Like I do not like the White Sox. They're kind of our enemies. But I'd pull for them if they make it to the World Series or even past the division round.
Anybody that's playing the Reds.
There you go. Okay.
I'm a fan of them.
You know, and our news director, Elwin, is a giant Reds fan for whatever reason.
Yeah, nobody really knows why. He's not from Cincinnati. I don't know that he's been there. Anyway, JP, do you have a question for Doc? We'll do another round here.
All right. This is a food-related question, too. Favorite type of junk food snack?
Junk food snack.
Like a Reese's peanut butter cup or Doritos would be mine.
Nutter butter.
Never would have guessed that in a million years.
Especially the double Nutter butter.
Are they easy to find?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, got some. That's one of the first things I did when I landed here is I've got some Nutter butters.
There you go.
I'm equipped.
He's ready to roll. All right. Carrie, do you have a question for Doc Holiday?
Yes. If you haven't been listening, Doc has a bunch of kids. Which is your favorite?
That was actually one of my questions, too.
Well, I know I'm not supposed to do this as bad parent, but it's the youngest one. Okay. Only because he doesn't know me very well yet. What I've learned is that the more my kids know me, the less they like me. So he still hasn't.
They sound like kids.
Yeah, he doesn't fully understand. He still thinks I'm okay.
How old is your youngest?
My youngest is 7.
Okay, my youngest is 8, so we can go along with that then.
That's kind of cool. Yep. That's kind of cool. There you go. Got something coming.
My youngest is 24.
Oh, okay.
That's weird. That's older than you, Carrie. So strange, huh?
How exactly does that work? I'm confused. All right, Doc, I've got one more quick question for you. I know know you're not a beer guy. You're not a liquor guy. We had that story a couple days ago on the show. But I think we conversed at one point in your, are you a diet soda pop fan?
No, I'm not.
No. So what is your go-to non-water beverage? Or maybe water, but not just, you know, tea.
Cold brew tea. Cold brew tea. Okay. Yeah.
Do you do tea for caffeine?
No. Just tea for tea.
Okay. I've always heard tea is good for your throat when you talk a lot. Maybe that's what I'm doing wrong with my coffee every morning.
It hasn't worked that well for me. So. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
All right. Anybody else have any questions for Doc? I mean, we're going to get to know him over the next month, a few months, years, whatever.
Well, I know which seasons he likes and what he likes to eat for junk food, so I'm good.
Okay. Carrie Mack?
Oh, I have one final question, yeah. Doc. Not to put you on the spot again. Between me and JP, who do you think is going to be your favorite?
Whoever's standing closest with the ability to smack.
Right on. It's me.
See, that's one of those questions like, who's your favorite kid? Then you ask, who's your favorite coworker? That's a tough one.
I have a feeling there's going to be some bribery over the next few months. Well, I'm going to get out of here. I'll be back in a little bit because I'm excited. Coming up after 8, Dad Jokes 101 with a twist today. No doubt about it. We've got more dads in the studio now. So we will do that and much, much more. It's K92.3. We got, it's like having two dads here. I'm back, but...
But was that a bit. Well, that was a TV show of My Two Dads.
Was
remember
it?
That in the Sounds 90s?
Right. Two guys and a baby, right? Or three guys?
I don't know. I've never
three
heard
men
of that
and
show.
A baby.
I'm sorry.
You've never heard of Three Men and a Baby?
No, I've heard of that. I've never heard of two. My Two Dads, you said?
Yeah. It was a sitcom.
Is that like Dick Van Dyke era or more recent?
I don't remember who was in it. It was 80s, early 90s.
I'm not familiar. I will. Here's what I'll do.
Just showing my age.
I will hop on Peacock later. I've noticed the Peacock Network has a lot of classic shows, and I will look for it. But I'll probably forget. But I'll look for it. You know what I was watching last night right before I fell asleep? I hadn't seen this show probably since it was new. Do you remember the show Grounded for Life?
I've heard of it, never seen it.
No. Yeah,
it was a WB show. Well, I don't know what network it was on originally, but the WB picked it up. And I think I saw two or three episodes. I watched it last night, but I jumped right into the middle of the series. It's only 5 seasons, and I was really confused. I must have jumped in when it switched networks, because they were changing, rearranging all the characters and stuff. But
do you guys ever have problems where maybe you'll be watching a series, and say there's 6-7 seasons, and you think you start the next episode in chronological order, and then you realize... I don't know what's going on. And then you'll backtrack out of Netflix or whatever streaming service and you realize you're like 2 seasons ahead.
I've done that.
Yeah, I do that way too often.
Because if they put a new season on, I think they by default it starts there.
It ticks me off because then I kind of know what's going to happen because I see new characters or some characters are missing.
So we're going to have Dad Joke 101 right now. We're going to get it started. But it's going to be a little different today because I am not a dad. But I am now outnumbered by the guys in the studio that are JP and Doc.
And me.
And Carrie. Mustache coming in nicely, too. So these two are going to do Dad Joke 101. The dads are. And Carrie, you're going to be our judge today. Is that right?
Is that how it's going?
Or are you two trying to impress Doc? You tell me what you want to do.
It doesn't matter because my jokes are so good, I'll impress anybody today.
Oh, then I think you need to go after Doc. I tried to go after his affection. So Carrie and JP are battling it out. Doc, you are in charge today. Let's get it started.
That means he gets the bell.
Hey, all right. This is Jalen, and my dad thinks he's the king of dad jokes.
I am.
No, not really. It's time for Johnny and Carrie to try to make him laugh with today's dad joke.
So we only have 3 microphones in the studio, so there might be some yelling from across the room. But JP and Carrie Mack are going to try to impress you, Doc. Here's how the game works. It's like best 2 out of 3. Whoever is able to get 2 superior jokes first wins. So it's all up to you. I'm going to move the mic to you. And before I do, who's going first here? Why don't you go first, Dad, JP, right. Since you've never played.
Okay. Well, guys, I don't really want to brag, but I'm doing kind of well. I made 6 figures last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I was also named the worst employee at the toy factory. I told you these were stellar.
That was pretty good.
That one was good.
That was a dame because it was a good joke, and I also want to order some fries. So.
All right, Carrie.
Okay, Doc, why do ducks have feathers?
I don't know.
Well, they use them to cover their butt quack.
Everybody's a winner today.
That was good, Carrie.
Thank
I will
you.
Say that was good.
All right, so it sounds like you are now tied at 1 point apiece. So this is a critical round two.
If this was Karate Kid, now's where you do the crow.
Yeah.
Or the crane or whatever.
Would you guys like to hear a joke about construction?
Yes.
I'm still working on it.
Beautiful.
Doc, how much does your chimney cost?
I don't know.
Well, it's on the house.
All right. Who gets the point?
I don't know. I'm JP.
Okay.
Carrie was great.
I see how it is.
But see, the Toy Factory wins.
That was good.
Yeah. That was superior.
Well, my ex-wife once said to me, "You're just too immature, JP." And I said, "I don't care. Get out of my pillow fort."
Did she leave?
No. Nah.
Okay. Did she take the pillow fort in the
she
divorce?
She took the pillows with it.
Oh, no, she took it in the divorce.
You had nothing but the pillowcases.
All right, well, it's Mox in the Morning. That was good. Dad Jokes 101, the Mighty K9. It's Mother's Day weekend. Mother's Day, of course, this Sunday. That means you can go out and plant your garden, too, without fear of frost. I hope. Hopefully this isn't the year that that trend gets messed up. Anyways, you got to do something nice for mom. I'm still working on my mom. I heard what Doc was saying about his wife earlier in the show. Yeah, I'm in the same boat with my own mom. Now, luckily, my wife and I don't have kids, so I don't have to worry about her. But I don't feel as bad because my wife also doesn't know what she's doing for her mom. So
Ooh. We're
behind. Now, here's the good thing. The good thing is you can be a little late on a greeting card because Sunday there's no mail. So if your mom is remote or further away from you, then we'll allow you to go see her this weekend. You can mail her a card, and if you mail it today, it almost, as long as it's in the continental U.S., it's unquestionably going to get there by Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You're pushing it if you mail it tomorrow, but there's even a chance yet us lazy last-minute fellas can mail it on Saturday, and it'll still get there Monday. But I wouldn't push it. But we are, for my mom, I think, going to DoorDash her breakfast. We did this not last Mother's Day. We did it more recently. I think we did it for her birthday, which is in December. So I don't know that we'll do the card thing this year, but we'll do the DoorDash thing.
That's a very cute idea. I like that.
She loved it because it's no contact. She's like me. She didn't want to talk to anybody. And the guy or gal just delivered the blueberry pancakes from her favorite restaurant, and we were good to go. So I think that's what we're doing. And, of course, they'll be ready to go on Sunday. That's just a regular day for those folks. So there you go. Now, I've been instructed, Carrie, and maybe I don't know if you're in on this too, JP. I've been instructed to play what's been brought up here on our, what we call our production computers. So
this was 99% Carrie.
Oh, okay.
This was her venture for your final day.
It was also 65% your wife.
Oh, okay.
So that leaves
40-some percent you.
40-some percent me, but we got you a few cameos, and I think you'll appreciate them.
Okay, so I'm just going to hit play here. I have no idea. My hand to the sky. I have no idea what any of this is. Here we go.
Hey, Johnny. It's your friend Jason from way back in our days of delivering the Tri-State's best variety in Decorah, Iowa.
Yes.
Hey, I just wanted to wish you the best of luck with your new promotion. Well, even though I missed the days of our classic elaborate radio sketches, transitioning from my show into yours, where we would do ridiculous, silly things like mispronounce guacamole.
Step into a Slim Jim. Ooh,
yeah, we did.
Just wanted to say I'm proud of you. I believe in you. And I'm super happy for you, bud. We'll celebrate soon. But in Vegas, baby.
Ah, there we go. There we go. I often talk about Jason on the show. And I'm glad I've only said nice things about him. Oof.
Man, you talk about a guy with a radio voice. Yeah. Holy cow.
Oh, yeah.
He can do a killer Rock impersonation. The Rock. You kind of hear it when he talks.
And I can impersonate a Rock.
Well, thank you. You know what? There's more of these. But I'm going to spread them out if that's okay.
Yeah, that's totally good.
Either he has a really high-quality microphone or you were able to... I don't know how you did that. I'm impressed.
Maybe it was your wife. Remember, Hannah helped out with this.
That's true. She has no microphones.
She has a tractor, but no microphone.
No mics. Well, thank you for that. I'm excited to hear the other. It looks like there's at least three more. I don't even know three other people that like me. So, I'll be really excited to hear them. And we'll be back with that next. It's Mark's in the Morning. News and weather coming up, too.
I'm Carrie.
K92.3, the Cedar Valley's number one for new country. All right, so today is my last day on this show. And as is tradition on somebody's last day, their co-hosts do over-the-top things, which I appreciate.
It's not over-the-top.
Well, Last hour, Carrie and JP had produced for me an audio recording of my best friend, Jason, who's a former radio guy, a guy I've told many stories about on this show and in my years on morning radio. And he wished me the best, which I appreciate. He and I used to work together up in Decorah. That's where we met. But now I'm going to play the next cameo, we're calling this. And I have no idea. I did not pre-listen to these. They're just sitting. I can see them visually on the screen, but they have no names.
Could you tell Carrie and I were up to something this morning? Because no. We were whispering and she was coming down to my office.
I figured something. I knew she wasn't ducking into one of the other studios to talk to anybody. So when she went into your office, I thought, okay. All right, let's hear this one.
Hey, Johnny Marks. It's Jenny Grouse.
Oh, Jenny.
Former co-host in Decorah, Iowa.
Uh-huh.
And your former very proud boss. You have done some amazing things in broadcasting. And I just wanted to wish you a huge congratulations on your promotion. I know everyone that's been listening to you on the air is going to be incredibly sad that your humor and your wit and your sense of fun won't be there. But I know that you will do great things for broadcasting in general by moving on to the position that you're heading to now. Sending you lots of love from Decorah from all of us at the former KDEC Radio.
That's
right. This is Jenny Grouse. Take care, Johnny.
I appreciate that. I haven't talked to Jenny in a while. We ran into her, me and a couple of coworkers, on the way back from something in Wisconsin that we were doing. For Quickstar. It was like a year and a half ago. It was before COVID. And Jenny happened to be in the gas station, and it was great timing. And we caught up, and then everybody got mad because they wanted to keep going because we still had about an hour and a half to get back to Waterloo.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. Jenny's in a band, right? And she played at your wedding?
She did, yeah.
Oh.
Yes, she did. Yes, she is. And her and Jason, the first guy, know each other quite well. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
We'll do another one here in a little bit before the end of the show. Was there two more?
There's two more. One's really long, and one's like the same length as the other ones.
And Carrie was going to have me cut one too, but I didn't have anything good to say.
That's what I want to hear. And the last one is probably my wife.
No.
No?
None of them are your wife.
Oh, good.
You talk to your wife every day.
Yeah, honestly. You know what she told me? She said, I never listened anyways. That would be her quote.
Wait, you work in radio?
She's like, oh, that's why we get concert tickets every now and then. What happened to that? COVID? Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for these. These are fun. We'll play the next one soon. But we also have maybe after five when I have a couple beers in me. It's Marks in the Morning. It's K92.3. Oh, that music means it's Weird News Rodeo. And let me see here. Okay. Let me just get this out of my system.
Wow.
And
okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Final times.
I'm gonna miss that. Either that or a remote in and do it with you guys.
That's just it. With technology this way, Johnny could be sitting at home wearing his boxers. Sorry for the visual. And he could hit a button and start firing off these sound effects.
Well, as far as the visual goes, it's no different than when I'm in the office.
Oh, no.
Except I'm more of a briefs kind of guy. But all right, okay. What you got for
That's us? Even worse. It's rare for Iowans to be blasted by a winter storm in the month of May, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please say yes.
The last time we've had even a trace of snow this month was in 2005. So it's been over a decade and a half. The most snow Iowa's ever had in the month of May was 2 inches.
Ooh, yee, yee.
So it's very rare. But in Honolulu, Hawaii, of all places, Old Man Winter's paying a visit this weekend, where Hawaii is currently in a winter storm watch, where they're expected to get at least 6 inches of snow in Hawaii.
What?
They are the only place in the entire U.S. that is currently in some sort of winter storm watch or warning.
Yeah. This is Honoloco.
But before you start freaking out and the beaches are going to be covered in snow, no. Remember, Hawaii is made of mountains. So on the mountain peaks, not all the way up, but like a couple miles up in elevation, that's where they're going to be getting all this snow. Oh, but still, when you think of Hawaii, you think of tropical paradise. You don't think of snowstorms in the month of May.
I think of vacation destination, a pig spinning on a spit somewhere.
But then again, if you are, we are not, but if you were flying to Hawaii on vacation, this could affect your flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so take that.
So they're the only place in the entire U.S., and of all months, the month of May, that is currently in a winter storm watch.
Well, I say this with all due respect to our friends in the 50th state. You can have it. Thank you.
Can you imagine, though, since, you know, Hawaii is, you know, like 30 minutes away from here, it takes a while for storms to track their way to the Midwest. Just think 3 weeks from now, if this stays intense and it works its way to Iowa, and I first brought this story to you guys, and we get hit by a major snowstorm, just remember who told you this.
I will remember with my car as I'm ramming into your car.
It'd be almost June. I don't know with certainty, but I'm 99% sure it has never snowed in the month of June in Iowa.
So it would just be a rainstorm is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back in a couple minutes with news and weather. Not that exciting, but news and weather nonetheless. It's K92.3. What does Carrie Underwood have in common with our Carrie? Probably the dirty laundry. That's what I can only imagine.
You nailed it. I have to do so much laundry this weekend.
Speaking of this weekend, I want to tell you about something you can check out. Stop in tonight and check out the State Charity Night for Special Olympics at the Eagles Club. That's in Cedar Falls. They have a silent auction, 50-50 drawing. It all begins at 5 tonight, along with a meal. Help them support the event. Cedar Falls Eagles Club. If you're not familiar, 2125 West Lone Tree Road in Cedar Falls. Sounds like a great event. Sounds like a great cause. My dad was a special ed teacher for, 30-plus years. So I know events like this are near and dear to him.
Was he at the same school the entire time?
No, he bounced around. He taught in Minneapolis, and they moved him a bunch, but he was at the last school, the school he ended up retiring from, for more than half of his career. Wow. So the first half, move. Second half, he settled down, and he loved it. He didn't love all the switching schools because he didn't move during that time in his life. So I was like, well, I guess I'll drive to here. And then you're sending me to here. But by the end, he loved his school. And he didn't mind the drive. All right. It's my last day on the show. Carrie and JP, although Carrie said that
Carrie
did most of the work.
Hannah did a good chunk of it. She gave me some of the names.
Okay. I've been told to play the next clip. If you missed him earlier, these are all going on in the on-demand, my last podcast, if you would. And I would play the over-the-top, cliched Sarah McLachlan song, but then we couldn't legally put this on the podcast. So let's take a listen. This is soundbite number 3.
Hey, Johnny, it's Stomach. You up here in Mankato. By the sounds of it, things are going well down in Iowa. Congratulations on getting a new gig, an upgrade, a promotion, if you will. Yeah. Apparently, somebody finds you responsible enough to do adult things, and that, my friend, is more than we thought back in the day.
Yeah, so
congratulations,
for sure.
Johnny. Seriously, sounds like you got a great thing coming, and you got some opportunity for you in the future, and that is all we are asking for each other in this crazy business. Thank you for your friendship and also the future reference. Appreciate that.
When I first got here, I tried to bring him along. Jeff is his real name, Stunt. One of my best buddies up there, on air and off air. And he's like, oh, give me all the info. And he never came. But hey, appreciate it. And I will use you can
stunt
use
Stunt Monkey? Is that what he called himself?
Well, he was the stunt guy on the show.
Stunt Monkey.
And where did we send him? We used to do all sorts of crazy things with him. Stuff that nowadays, the stuffy shirt people like what I'm becoming would be very upset about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, there's one more here, Carrie.
Yes.
And you said it was the longest.
It was the longest.
It's going to be hard to top Stunts. I don't know. Should I play it now or wait? You tell me.
You can play it now. It's only a minute long.
Is there a significant...
As an
audiophile.
Yes.
I can tell this was recorded here. Am I right?
Technically, yes.
I can just tell by looking at things.
Technically, it was recorded here.
I will play this. I have no idea what this is. I get very nervous.
Either. I don't know who this one is.
No, this is the one you helped me out with this morning.
Oh! 5 hours and he's forgotten. Here we go. Let's hear it.
Johnny! Hey, congratulations, buddy. It is Mike or Crash or Nabber.
Oh, yeah.
Inside joke.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you congratulations, and I know that everybody in Waterloo is going to miss the heck out of you. Working with you back in 2008 when we were in Fargo, North Dakota, you would always inspire me to make jokes that were funnier because people deserve it. And I think you're one of the most creative people, the best humans that I have met in my years of living on this earth. And I miss being in the same room as you every single day, but I like actually catching up on social media and everything else in life and seeing how everything is. Congratulations. You deserve this more than anyone else. Well, very proud of you. And seriously, congratulations, pal.
Another thank you. Another one of my best radio friends.
Mm-hmm.
Done okay for himself. He's too modest to say it, but he's part of a morning show in Orlando, Florida.
That keeps constantly getting mixed up with us, actually.
Yes, yeah, yeah. They are also 92.3. But, of course, in Orlando.
Yeah.
That was very sweet. I do miss working with him every day. We got ourselves into a lot of trouble when we were in our early 20s. Mid-20s.
That's fun.
Ask me about the steak knife story one day. I'll tell you that.
Steak knife?
Don't ask him about it.
Oh, no, I want to.
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
This is the video that showed up on the computer, and you didn't you say, oh, was that Macklemore?
No, I thought, oh, no, he's going to recognize this guy.
I was suspicious. Because that was great. I had no idea any of those four people were going to be on the show today. Had I known, I would have played those earlier in the show. Because I tell you why I would have played them earlier in the show, because I would have wanted to have heard them a second time later in the show.
Aww.
But now we've run out of time. But thank you. I will keep those handy and listen to those if I'm having a bad day. So
we should reiterate, Johnny is. He's not leaving. He's just not going to be on the air anymore.
Exactly.
He's still going to be a part of the company, and we'll see him a lot.
Yeah, well, we were talking earlier with Jessica Rucker from Main Street Waterloo. I'm very excited for Doc to meet. And obviously, have you actually met her, Carrie, face-to-face? I bet you haven't.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, because of COVID.
Because of COVID, yeah. At Friday Lou, this coming Friday. That's weird to say. On a Friday. It's not tonight. It's next week, literally 1 week from today. And I will be there for that. It'll be nice. I don't have to go on stage. I can have a beer. Of course, I'm going to be there. Yeah. But thank you. I appreciate that. As we wind down this show, lots of great stuff to come. Seeing what you two or three really are up to, especially with some of the giveaways coming up, I will rescind my departure and just see if I can win some of these tickets that you guys have.
No, you still work in the company, so you can't win.
I do. And I'll quickly mention, because I don't think we plugged it yet, Gender Bender is back on Monday. Silver Eagle, Harley Davidson.
Yes.
Okay, I had to guess on that one to look
good
at
guess.
Carrie, like, which one is it?
Still got it.
Yeah, I'm not getting assigned to these anymore, so I have no idea. All right, we'll be back with Nashville News. We'll say goodbye and get 30 minutes nonstop country kicked off for your Friday.